Blog Talk Radio.
I believe that God still wants that his children to know that we yet believe in him. It ain't nothing like knowing that your child still depends on. They done got grown, they're doing this, they're doing that, but still seeking advice from you. That's a beautiful feeling, to know that your child will come to you and say, Mother or Father, what about this, that, or the third? Because I still believe in you. I believe you give me good advice. I believe you'll direct me in the right way. I still believe. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you all. It's Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. I don't know if anybody on here more thankful than I am, because we don't have Evangelist Renee praying, whatever else the Lord put in her spirit to say or do. So without any further ado, we're going to ask Evangelist Renee if she'll come forward.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Afternoon. Amen.
Amen.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, we come before you this afternoon, dear Lord, with thanksgiving in our hearts. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us to see one more day. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your love and kindness. And dear Lord, we ask that you will bless the sick and the shut in and the bereaved family. And dear Lord, we ask that you will bless the affairs around Pastor Bell, Pastor Beasley, as they share the word, and whoever else might be on this line at sharing the word with other people. That is our job as disciples. We have to share the word. So we're going to share the word. By his stripes we are healed. Amen, amen, amen. And we just thank you, Lord, for all your many blessings. Ask that you let this broadcast be what you intended to be. Don't let no disruptions. Just let us hear the word and study the word. Let it sink in our souls. Dear Lord, we just thank you for all your many blessings. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen.
Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. Miss hearing from you, and I thank God that the message hit home. I thank God for Evangelist Renee. People be surprised how you can draw strength from other people's healing. You don't be jealous. You celebrate that. And I celebrate this sister all the time. For those that may not know, and if it's your first time here, I know you may not know, but if you've been here at any time, I'm always talking about Evangelist Renee healing, especially because of her faith in that word, her faith in trusting God. And That's just a testimony for me that I have people that I can pull and draw from and say, yes, I know it works. I know this word works because this person or that person, whatever, whatever. But anyway, I thank God for you and appreciate your obedience. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. At this time, we're just going to open it up. Anyone that would like to have anything to say on Thankful Thursday, please do so, and I'll remind you, we're talking about the Word of God being the final authority. Our subject this week pretty much been maintain a proper perspective and what we have to do to maintain that. Some of you all may recall this week we've talked about some things dealing with having a proper perspective when it comes to the Word of God. You have to make that Word the final authority. And yesterday we talked a little bit about, Paul was talking about, follow me as I follow Christ. That's the proper, that's maintaining that proper perspective. Hey, as long as I know you're following Christ, for his word, yeah, you got my support. When people praying, let them pray according to the word of God, because it's not predicated on how we feel, but what the word of God says. So we just open it up right now. Anyone, just press one, and I'll tell a couple of people right now. But we're not going to have a bunch of foolishness. Now, I'll tell you that right now. For some reason or another, and y'all excuse me for a moment, but I need to say this. For some reason or another, we have people come on here and beg me something to play with. Man, God's word ain't nothing to play with. This serious business. We don't want to hear about your mama, your brothers, your sister. We ain't into all of that. And we'll pray for anybody. Evangelist Renee, pastor, myself, anybody on here. Evangelist Ursula, we'll pray for you. We have no problem with that. But we're not here to play silly games. And the only thing we're really here for is about the word of God, like Evangelist Renee was saying just a moment ago. That's what we're here for. We're here for the word of God. Teach the word of God. Preach the word of God. We're evangelists. We're ministers. We're disciples. We want to disciple this word to people. So, if you press one and you come with foolishness, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to cut you off. So I just go ahead and put that out there now. I may have to say it again, but I'm definitely saying it now. Because I just recognize a couple of things. And we're just not here for that. We don't want to waste our time doing that. Okay. Without any apology, okay, we open up again.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. We're so thankful for another thankful Thursday. Amen. Thankful for that prayer and those words of encouragement, also from Evangelist Renee. Praise God.
Yes.
The scripture I'd like to open up with is coming from Psalms 107 and the first verse. And I'll be reading out of the New Living Translation, also King James. I'm going to read King James first. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And from the New Living Translation, unto the Lord, for he is good, his faithful love endures forever. Amen, amen. And I'm so thankful for God's word, because it encouraged my heart as well. When I read it, it gives me more revelation, and I just thank God, because as we are here together on a thankful Thursday, I'm sure we have a lot to be thankful for, but when we come to God's word, that's what's important. We're thankful for the word of God. We're thankful that God's word will lead us and guide us to all truth, his truth, not any truth, but his truth. So I'm so thankful for the word of God. And I, too, can stand on his word when it comes to healing. Praise God. You know, a lot of times you have to lay hands on yourself and claim your healing. Amen. And just as Evangelist Renee, our example, praise God, to just trust God at that word and believe it. Amen. Because you got to believe it. Amen. And believing, as Pastor said, is acting on that word. So that's what it's all about. And then the truth. And then what he's teaching, I tell you, go back and listen to that word, and it just encouraged your heart. It encouraged mine. So once again, I give thanks to each and every one. I thank God for Pastor to continue on, even when he wasn't feeling his best. He just pressed on. he wasn't giving up. He made sure that word came forth. So I thank God for it. The examples and the encouragement. And I thank God for your prayers as well at the time that I was going through. But we give all praises to God. So once again, the scripture says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Amen. And from the New Living Translation, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor. Awesome. Awesome. We have to give thanks.
God bless.
Hallelujah. Anyone else? Press one. Praise God. Hallelujah. So to piggyback on what Pastor was saying a moment ago, I'm going to say this, brothers and sisters, in St. John 1 and 12, he says, for as many as receive him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, or one scripture says the children of God. And but here's the thing. To those who believe in his name, man, when I see that,
yes.
Oh, God, that changes everything. See? It ain't about you calling on his name. It's about do you believe in that name. It ain't about you trying to con God into getting you saved. No, it's real plain. Here it is, laying it out for us. If you want to be saved, you're going to have to believe. And if you want to be his child, you're going to have to believe for it. And this may blow some people's mind, but I'm going to go on and say this. Yes, you get the truth. You get that knowledge. That knowledge is going to teach you how to believe for it. And what to believe. The way to believe. Then you can believe. So like he said here, yeah. As many as receive him. Well, you got to receive him.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm received. Now, not in your head now. Because, I mean, you talk to people all the time. They haven't received him in their head. Well, what about your heart? Huh?
Right.
Have you put his feet down there? That's where he wants to be. So you have to confess with your mouth. And I believe in your heart that God has raised. This thing had to come in your spirit, man. If it never from that top of that head to the bottom of your spirit, which is about 18 inches, it needs to make that trip from your head to your spirit, man. The Bible calls it the hidden man of the heart. That's the part to get born again.
Yes, amen.
And you can't get born again without believing that. You have to believe that. And then once you do that, maintain that, I call it proper perspective. That's proper. That's order. Maintain that.
Amen.
Don't get off track or go to the right or to the left because somebody else does. Because, well, you know, my child... She got her own ministry, and then my brother and my son-in-law and my this one and that one. Man, I could far less care about all that. I know what I have to do. See, Mark 11:23, when I pray, when I talk to God, it's about what I'm doing. It's about how I'm operating. So I have to keep that proper perspective. Everybody's not going to operate like that. I mean, you look at any part of life, everybody got their own proper perspective. They maintain a certain perspective on life, even when it comes down to sports. I really think about that. I said, you know what? The Steelers, the Pittsburgh Steelers, they play this kind of offense. The Cleveland Browns play this kind of offense. They got their own perspective, and that's what they maintain. Some people maintain a running game. Some of them maintain. Well, I mean, can you have success at it? Absolutely. I mean, depending on how you look at it. Basketball the same way. But I mean, talking football, Tomlin, I think that's his name, is coach for the Steelers. That meant 10 years. He never had a losing season because he maintained a certain perspective. Now, did he win Super Bowls every year? No, but he maintained a certain perspective. Well, what he got out of there, he never had a losing season. A lot of people probably don't know that. Then some people probably know that. But you got to maintain. When you ask for God for something, you're not trying to con him. God's perspective for us is to believe. You don't have to know it now, but you got to believe it. And you say, how can I believe something I don't know? Well, then get to know what the scripture says. Then you can believe. But the whole idea is to believe, simply meaning you got to act on that word. So when he says, but as many as receive him, see, to receive him is acting on that word. Then he's going to give them the right to become the children of God. To who? Those that believe in his name. Who were born, not of the flesh now. Ain't talking about no fleshy stuff, but those that was born of the Spirit of God. Because, see, that's flesh is flesh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get that twisted. That's flesh is flesh. Woo! Man, do that jump out at me forever and big. Flesh is flesh. Spirit is spirit. Don't get it twisted, baby. Not here.
Yeah.
The church I'm about is spiritual. It's not flesh. Flesh is flesh. Spirit is spirit. They that are born of the flesh is flesh, physical. But they that are born of the spirit is of the spirit. God is a spirit. See, that's my perspective. And that's what I'm going to maintain. Why? Because that's what the Word of God says. I didn't say this stuff. A lot of people don't realize most of what I want to say coming from the Word of God. Because that's my perspective, and that's what I'm going to maintain.
Mm-hmm.
You got to maintain. Whatever gets you to the dance, maintain that. A lot of times, like I was talking about football, baseball, same way. You know, you used to starting off your runner, you know, your lead runner comes from, first base, and you feel like that works for you, you need to maintain that because, you know, once that guy get on base, your next hitter, his thing is to drive the runner toward the other bases, and then you got your home run hitter at the end. So your perspective is, hey, if I can get somebody on base, I'm looking at 2-3 runs. I'm not looking at putting my slugger up there first. Because I know when he get up there, it's a home run. I'm looking at 4 runs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, it's all turned to perspective. You may play a 2-3 defense. You know, that may be your perspective. That may be how you win. That fast break. I mean, it's just like you got to maintain that because that's what works for you. And what I'm saying to you guys is, I think you ought to maintain a prayer life. And the kind you should maintain is to pray for yourself. It says, believe it. You got to believe in what you're saying is going to come to pass, and you will have whatever you say. You receive it. See, there are certain principles you have to maintain. And I'm the first one to tell you, a lot of times I get off the very thing I be preaching about. Sometimes I have to ask God, now, Lord, let my mind go back, or let me go back and hear something I've called on. Because it's easy when you're in the heat of the moment. I think that's why a lot of times coaches have these assistants. Time out. Let the coaches talk it over first. Hey, this is what we were doing. This is what we got. This is what brought us here. Let's maintain this. And they'll go back to that. A lot of time, it'd be so much on a head coach, especially when you're talking about basketball. The smartest thing a head basketball coach can do is call timeout and then listen to his coaches.
Yeah.
And I think that's the same thing in life. Sometimes you got to know how to maintain that perspective, whatever that means, whatever you have to do to maintain that. And I think as Christians, based on the Word of God, because I don't want this to come to a shock to nobody, and this is Thankful Thursday. And I'm just thankful for that. I'm thankful that I know that I understand the word of God enough to know that I'm free from being in bondage of a religion.
Yeah.
I used to be in bondage to religion.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thankful that I'm not in bondage to religion. I'm not in bondage to man. That's a lot to be thankful for.
Yes, it is.
So the list goes on and on and on. Like I said, I don't want to shock anybody. I like to motivate you, honestly. I like to motivate you to the point to know that, hey, maintain that perspective. Because one of the things that I also am thankful for is God said, you know what, you can be honest. So if the thing didn't go my way, I could be honest and say, hey, it didn't go my way. Or, hey, I missed
mm-hmm.
it. I always wanted to be honest. God give me a spirit now, I can be honest. Because the truth is what's going to make you free. Last time I checked, that's what set you free is the truth in anything. Doesn't matter what it is. I ain't talking about religion. I ain't talking about Bible. I'm talking about life itself. Knowing the truth will put you at peace, will put your mind at ease. When you know, it'll make you free.
Yeah.
If it's just your I've read books where they talk about 8 steps to freedom. I've seen stuff. Maybe somebody else had read that book. And then you come to realize that that's part of the symptom of being competitive. You're not free from it. Well, I'm free. I'm free from all that because I put the word of God first. So that's what made me free. When it comes to knowledge,
amen.
I'm not a slave to knowledge. There are people who are a slave to knowledge. They're driven by that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I read over there in 1 Corinthians, and Pastor, you might want to help me, but I read over there in 1 Corinthians, I want to say it's the 13th chapter. Where there be knowledge, that's going to vanish. Your prayers, it's going to cease. So when I saw that in light of reality, that the Lord just spoke to my heart instantly, said, see, all that stuff going to be done away with it. Education, these universities that they build. Man, at some point in time, all of this stuff is going to, even the knowledge, the very thing you think that you have is going to be done away with it. But guess what? There's two things that's going to stay in me. Two things. At the end of everything, when it's all said and done, according to the word of God, that's what I'm talking about. According to the word of God, there's two things that are going to stay in. And that's the word of God and the love of God, which is pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
They read that passage in 1 Corinthians 13. I think that's what that says. About that love.
About the love. Okay. Let's see here. 1 Corinthians 13. And
remember talking about love, fail not over the around that 8th verse. But where there be prophecy and all of that, all that stuff fail, education, all of that. Read it out of maybe a New Living Bible. Or you can read out of King James, read out both of them before we talk.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Dad. So reading from the King James. Beginning with the, it says from the King James, charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecy, they shall fall. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Amen. So that's the 8th verse. And from the Message Bible, 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 8. Love never dies. Inspired speech will be over someday. Praying in tongue will end. Understanding will reach its limit. Amen.
In the new, yeah, thank you, Pastor. In the New King James Version, it says, love never fails. This is something that never fails. Your education may fail. That'll fail you. Your health will fail you. Knowledge will fail you. Prophecy will fail you. Tongues, that language, that will fail you. They will cease. Done away with. Where there is knowledge, it will vanish. But we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away with. So a whole lot of stuff you learn to just do away with, especially when you get knowledge to start believing that the Word of God has to be the final authority. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Anyone else? You have any other comments, Pastor?
Amen. You read that from a different King James?
The New Living.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, that was from New King James, New Living King James.
Oh. Oh, okay. Okay, so, and you read verses 8 and 9 from the New Living Translation. Okay, from the New Living Translation, it said, prophecy and speaking in unknown languages and special knowledge will become useless, but love will last forever. Now our knowledge is partial and incomplete, and even the gift of prophecy reveals only parts of the whole picture. But when the time of perfection comes, these partial things will become useless. Wow. And then that 11th verse says, when I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things. Amen. Praise God.
Awesome.
That knowledge. Amen.
Yeah. See, and it's good to have knowledge, because knowledge means you're knowing. But listen, brothers and sisters, do not get that twisted. According to the Word of God, that's going to vanish.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you ain't got to be Einstein to figure out what you ought to hold on to.
All right. Praise
even God. When you think about how she just read that, when you hear how she just read that, think about it. King James Version says, love will never fail. But where there are prophecy, it's going to fail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Other stuff is going to fail. Where there's tongues. Okay, you get to know all this stuff, but wait a minute. It's going to fail now. When it's put to the test, it's going to fail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tongues is going to cease. There's going to come a day that speaking languages and stuff will not be any good.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, he says, where there's knowledge, it will vanish. See, all of these words mean to dissipate. Or it's become inoperable. It's not going to continue to be operable. See, that's not going to continue to happen. It's going to stop. And I like the fact they said there's not, because that was one of the things that we was talking about, knowledge. Knowledge is knowing. But, hey, that's going to vanish away.
Yeah.
Prophecy is going to vanish.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away with. See, once you began to accept the perfect word of God, all this other stuff is done away with, man. It's not important anymore. So he says, now, when I was a child, I was a child. You know, I mean, I did old childish thing. And then he goes on to express, I understood like a child. He said, but now, I became a man. So I put away all that other stuff. And another way of looking at it, I put away prophecy, I put away, you know, knowledge, I put away tongue, I put away all that stuff. Because I found something that when you become a man, you put that stuff away.
Yeah.
But now we see in a mirror kind of dim, but then face to face, now I know in part, but then I shall no, just as I also am known. So he said, now, abide faith, hope, love. He said, these three, but the greatest is love. So when you put all that other stuff away, there's three things left. And that is, and I don't know if anybody can see this, but when you put all the other stuff away, there's three things remain. Faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love.
Yeah. Amen.
Did you read that out of your Bible, Pastor?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Pastor. Read that out of New Living Translation. Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing going to happen. But it's not going to change. It's going to cease. Done away with. Gone. Bye-bye.
Yes.
Anyone else? Hallelujah. Well, if nothing else, hey, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the Word